Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, welcome to the Ginger London Show. I am Minister Ginger London, your host. Thank you so much for joining me on today. I'm excited about today's show, as I am about every show. I'm glad that you're taking the time out to join me on today. We're going to start a very special series called Finishing Strong. And this series is to help motivate you, to encourage you, and to empower you to finish out the year strong so that you'll have no regrets. You know, maybe you're not where you would like to be at this point, but that's okay. You can actually pull yourself together, get yourself together, and you can repurpose some things, and you can still finish strong. You have, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he. That's what the scripture teaches us. So I want you to think about yourself as being a strong person and someone who has a desire to accomplish all of his or her goals, even if there are some things that have been left untouched or some things that have been left unfinished as we are approaching the close of this year. So I want to encourage you to not feel bad about that. Maybe there are some things that you could have done better, some things that you actually should have focused on that you didn't focus on. But as long as you have a desire to be strong, be successful, and you are committed to your success, you can always regroup, refresh, revitalize, reposition yourself. You can get yourself together to finish strong so that when you go into the new year, you're more focused, you're more committed, and which will lead to you being more successful. And so it's very important that you understand that. Don't beat yourself up. Just pick yourself up, okay? There are some things that, yes, we need, you know, have a little conversation, if you will, with ourselves about why didn't we do what we were supposed to do at that particular time, because you can miss some opportunities when you're not focused and when you drag your feet and you procrastinate a lot. So let's get started with this series and with the teaching for today. It's very motivating. Most of the series will be about motivation and motivating you and you motivating yourself and getting past that barrier, the lack of motivation barrier, because sometimes that barrier arises when you procrastinate, when you put things off, when you don't focus on the right things, and it causes you to actually lose sight of what you should be focused on and what you should be doing at this particular time. And so let's get right into it. So when we talk about motivation, it's literally the desire that you have to do things. It's the difference between you waking up before dawn to get started on a particular project and being lazy, lying around the house all day watching television. It is truly the crucial element in setting and attaining your goals. So research has shown, and studies have shown, that you could influence your own levels of motivation. You know, and we know that to be true because the Word of God teaches us that David had to encourage himself in the Lord. So, you know, there are levels of motivation that you will experience in your life. Whether it's business success, family, everyday living, you're going to experience levels of motivation. And you have the influence over your own levels of motivation and how you respond on each level. It depends on how you internalize whatever you're going through and what decisions you make about doing something about whatever it is that you are that you're going through. And so a lot of times we as people, you know, really fail to do that. We fail to really influence our own level of motivation because we get so focused and caught up on what either wasn't done, what should have been done, or we start losing momentum because we didn't do something. And so we really started becoming very weary. When you do that, your motivational level will begin to decrease. And before you know it, you'll be drained of energy and you won't have the influence over your own motivation, levels of motivation that you should have. You know, no one else, you know, we can really control your thought life like you. Now, we can influence you. We can give you information, give you, empower you with knowledge and strategies and steps and all those types of things that will empower you to change your thought life and to really know what you need to do so far as how to take action steps. But you ultimately make the decision on whether or not you're going to actually use the knowledge, follow through on the action steps, do what it is that you need to do to actually finish strong. All right, so for some people, staying motivated can be a real struggle. You know, if you heard me, any of my teachings, and before you've heard me say there was a point in time where I was not depending, but really relying on others to do what they said they were going to do, and I was using that as a source of motivation. Well, that doesn't always work for you because when they fall short, when they don't do it, you really become discouraged, and when you become discouraged, you become weary in your well-doing because you are waiting on them to do what they said they were going to do. And so sometimes motivation or staying motivated can be a real struggle for you. So you really have to refocus and reposition your thought life. You know, you really have to have what I call pre-described responses to certain situations. So if you were like me, like I was in the past, you know, waiting on somebody to come through on their word, you know, you have to reposition your thought life and come up with a pre-described response. So when they don't come through, you have to be able to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is my assignment. I'm responsible for it. I'm the one that ultimately needs to take action steps to make it happen. So, and another one could simply be, okay, they can't do it. I need to find someone who can do it, or I need to make this happen myself. I need to do it myself. But if you stay in that rut of wanting them to come through for whatever reason, a lot of time will pass by and they will not come through, and then you're going to be discouraged because when you look back, like I did, you'll see a lot of time was wasted waiting on one, two, three people to honor their word. And so don't let it be a real struggle for you to stay motivated. Be empowered so that when you feel a lack of motivation, there's something on the inside in your reserve that will actually kick in, that will quicken in your spirit to motivate you to keep going, to keep pushing. You may maybe you need to take a break, you know, and just have quiet moments to become refreshed and motivated again. Maybe you need to just take a drive through the country or something. Or spend some time with, if you have nieces and nephews that make you laugh and, you know, that are fun and they're playful all the time. Do something that will help you to position yourself to get going once again. So when you're trying to maintain motivation, your drive constantly is assaulted by negative thoughts and anxieties about your future, especially when you're approaching the end of a year and you haven't done everything that you wanted to do or desire to do, what will happen is negative thoughts will start coming into your mind. You'll start becoming anxious. Anxiety kick in. You will try doing things like trying to rush and try to finish products that you know take several months to complete, and you're going to try to complete it in 2 months, you know, and then you get burned out. So when the top of the new year comes in, you're not motivated for the new year because you're worn out from trying to hurry up out of anxiety to complete something when the best possible thing to do in that place is reposition and repurpose that goal or that project for another time period. And I always like to say at the end of year, at each year, to repurpose it as a priority for the first part, for the first goal of the new year. And then that way you don't feel like you really left it uncompleted to the point that you will not complete it, but you just have to shift it to another point in time where you can focus on it and give it the desired, the desired attention that it is needed to complete it. You know, so you want to make sure that you do that. So let's get into the teaching for today. We're talking about maintaining motivation. All right. And so every one of us at some point in life will face some doubt, you know, at one time or another. But what really separates the highly successful people from those who fail is the ability to stay motivated and keep moving forward in life. And so I want to teach you three main reasons people fail to maintain motivation. And I want you to really listen carefully. Take notes. I hope you have your pen and paper ready. To see if you find yourself in any of these three reasons or all of them, and then make a decision to do something about each one of these areas in your life so that you can finish strong. You don't want to go out of this year as a procrastinator. You don't want to go out as someone who's been lazy toward their success, not doing anything. You want to go out as someone who has made a commitment to finish this year strong and who is dedicated to the new year and doing greater works so that you can experience the desired success that you have in your heart for your particular life. So let's talk about the first one, reason why people fail to maintain motivation. The first one is a lack of confidence. All right. Simply put, if you don't believe you can succeed, what's the point in trying, right? So you have to believe it. You know, as a man thinks within his heart, so is he. As a man thinks within his heart, and the word heart is synonymous biblically with the word mind. As a man thinks in his mind, so is he. Whatever's going on in your mind, when it resonates there long enough, it will manifest in your daily activities. So whatever you're thinking, that's who you're going to become. That's what you're going to do. That's how you're going to respond. All right. So if you don't believe that you can succeed, then what would be your point in trying to succeed if you don't believe that you can succeed? So when this happens, it's usually because you're focusing entirely on what you want and neglecting what you already have. All right. So maybe you didn't finish or maybe you didn't get to a particular project this year. So instead of focusing on having not finished that project, then shift your thinking and focus on the projects that you did finish, and you will become motivated to reposition the project that you didn't finish or you didn't even get started on this year. So you want to focus on what you already have, because in your mind will begin to create explanations for why you aren't getting what you want or why you haven't finished that particular goal. And when you start focusing on, I didn't do this project, I didn't finish this particular goal, if you stay there too long, then your mind is going to begin to create negative thoughts about how you feel about yourself, you feel about your success, and your mind will become dominated by past failures, bad breaks that you got, and personal weaknesses, because you're going to focus on what you didn't complete instead of focusing on what you have completed. What you have completed, it will motivate you to finish strong. It will motivate you to even get started on what you didn't complete. Even if you can't complete it in the next 2 months, you can get started on it if you have room in your schedule to focus on that project or that goal that you didn't get started with or conquer or tackle or achieve, whatever word you want to use. In order to do that, your thinking towards that goal has to be right. You can't think toward that goal with a mind that is dominated with negative thoughts. You know, thinking about your past failures. I don't know why I put that on my goal for this year. I know I've never done this kind of thing. I should have known I wasn't going to get this done. You can't focus on that, your mind has to take a different position. All right. If you're not careful, when you're focusing on what you haven't done instead of what you have completed, you'll find yourself becoming jealous of your competitors. And when you do that, you know, when you find yourself becoming jealous of your competitors, it's going to cause you to start making excuses for why you can't succeed. You're going to look at, you're going to say, oh, they have more resources than I did. They have more training than I have. They've been doing it for a while. You know, oh, listen, they got somebody endorsing them. You know, they have this celebrity that's endorsing them and backing them. You're going to come up with all kinds of excuses about why you can't succeed. So when you try to function under these conditions, you make bad impressions. You know, you assume the worst about others and you lose confidence in yourself, right? And you can make a bad impression upon yourself. As a man thinks, so is he. As a man thinketh in his mind, in his heart, so is he. You don't want to begin to develop bad and negative thoughts about yourself because you haven't finished something. And you don't want to do it when you have negative thoughts about your competitors because you haven't completed a goal, and now you're looking at them. They're succeeding. They're accomplishing everything that they wanted to accomplish in this year, and so now you're jealous of them. So once again, you have energy, you have time, you have mind space that is preoccupied with something that is not encouraging and is not motivating for you. All it does is drain you of the energy that you need to finish strong. All right. So instead, you should focus on gratitude. Be grateful grateful about what you have completed. Take some time to focus on all the positive things that you in your life, in your business, in your ministry. Focus on that. And if you're not really quite sure about what that is, and there's no way you shouldn't be sure about what that is, but just in case your discouragement, your lack of motivation overwhelms you at this point in time, then I want you to take a sheet of paper after this show and just prepare a list of your strengths, a list of your past successes, and a list of your current advantages. Write that down. Make a list of your strengths and be honest. Don't minimize anything. If it's a strength, put it on paper and encourage yourself with that. I am good at, I am strong in, and write it down. You want to make a list of your past successes. What has happened in the past? What did you do in the past that was successful? What goal did you reach? What event you have that, you know, a lot of people turned out and was great, really successful? What online program did you do? You know, what speaking engagement did you have where you really, really made a major impact on those who attended that event? What past successes do you have? And then I want you to write down what current advantages are before you right now. What advantages do you have over the next 2 months that you can use, that you can actually capitalize on so that you can finish strong? So don't focus on what you haven't done. Reposition your thoughts and focus on gratitude. Focus on those things, that those positive things and those successful things that have happened in your life. And if you're unsure, make a list, and even if you are sure, make a list of these things so that you can put them in front of you all the time. Once again, you want to make a list of your strengths, your past successes, and what your current advantages are right now at this moment. What advantages do you have that will position you to finish strong? You know, people often tend to take their strengths for granted. They dwell on their failures. I don't want you to do that. When you stop looking at your failures and focus on your strengths. And if you focus on feeling grateful, having a spirit of gratitude, you know, you'll see just how competent and successful you really are. When you focus on your strengths, when you realize what God has already empowered you with and equipped you with to do the assignment that he has given to you, you will realize that you are already competent and for the success that you desire. When you make this list, it's going to restore your confidence. You know, it's going to get you motivated to build on current success. Again, reposition everything, you know, reposition everything so that you will not feel like you failed this year. All right. So if something that you didn't get a chance to do, reposition it, refocus it, repurpose it for the top of next year, unless you know it's something that you can get started on at the end of this year for the next 2 months. Is there something that you can do towards that goal? that will walk you into even prioritizing it for the first part of the next year. All right? So you want to make sure that you get your mind focused on being grateful and having a spirit of gratitude. You know, it might be difficult to understand how things that you've already that you already know and done can improve your mindset, but it really can. All right? So you want to make sure that you do that. The mind often is can often be distorted or can often distort your reality, I should say, you know, to confirm what it wants to believe. Okay? So that's how powerful the mind is. You know, and I heard Bishop Noel Jones say years ago, he did a series on the power of the mind, and he said in one of the sessions that your mind is too powerful to have it turn on you. That's how powerful it is, and you want your mind to turn on you. You want to use your mind to progressively move you into what God has called you to do. You want your mind always thinking on those things that will propel you to the next level, to that will empower you to live a victorious and wholesome life and holy life, you know, and healthy life. So you want to make sure that your mind is not distorting reality to confirm what it wants to believe. Just because you didn't complete that goal doesn't mean that your whole year was wasted. It just simply means that you didn't do what you're supposed to do. And even if you wasted the whole year, that's unfortunate. But your mind don't let your mind distort the reality that you can be successful, that you can change your mind and set your mindset so that you can take the next 2 months and focus on your mindset on actually, you know, strengthening your mindset so that when you go into the new year, you're not taking all those negative thoughts with you so that you can begin to take a different type of journey towards success in the new year. Okay, so even if you did nothing, if you just blew this entire year out, you know, take the last 2 months of the year and work on your mindset, because there's a reason that you blew the whole year out. It has to do with what you're thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, if you want to change your life, you have to change your mind to change your life. You know, once a man's mind is changed, his actions, his lifestyle changes. And in order for the lifestyle to change, the action steps that he's taken, steps to get from point A to point B, they have to change if he wants to actually succeed in life and live victorious. You have to refocus everything. You have to get rid of those self-sabotaging beliefs, those negative mindsets, and you have to increase your knowledge in your mind, empower your mind with things that will propel you into the life that God has purposed for you. So the more negatively you think, the more examples your mind will discover to confirm that belief. So you don't want to stay there. You want to reframe your mind so that you will have different thoughts and be thinking on different things. So when you believe you deserve success, your mind will generate ways to achieve it. When you believe that you deserve success, your mind will generate ways to achieve it. All right? You will need to have the belief that you goals in life that you want to achieve. I usually like to stay on mindset a little longer than the other areas, because if whatever is going on in your mind will manifest in your life if it dwells there too long, especially if it's negative, I should say. It will manifest in your life. You want positive things for sure to manifest. But when negative thoughts and negative beliefs and distorted views and erroneous thinking and thinking errors and stinking thinking reside in your mind too long, eventually all of that will manifest in your daily lifestyle, in your daily living. It's going to show up. And sometimes when it lingers there too long, it takes a lot of work to get your mind changed. You know, it takes a lot of work. But I encourage you, if you're there, take the necessary steps. We're here to help you. You know, we have a lot of coaching sessions for breakthrough strategies that can help you, where we can focus on your mindsets and just focus on how to clear your mind, how to unclutter your mind, how to get your mind to the place where you have the thought life and the belief system that you need to live the life that God has purposed for you. Okay, so that was number one. The number one reason, or not the number one, but one reason why people fail to maintain motivation, lack of confidence. Number two, lack of focus. It's the second reason people fail to maintain motivation. Lack of focus. See, if you don't know what you want, then is there anything that you really want? If you don't know what you want, is there anything you really want? You see, a lot of times people focus on things that they don't want rather than on one concrete goal. All right, so they focus on the things that they don't want rather than on a concrete goal. Again, it's going to have to be a shift in your thinking in order for you to maintain motivation so that you can finish strong and so that you can be successful no matter what season, what period of life you're in, what year we're in. It doesn't matter. You have to shift your focus on things. So normally what happens is people think, think in terms of fear. All right. So you may be afraid of being poor, afraid that no one will respect you, afraid of being alone. The problem you face when thinking within fear is that fear alone isn't actionable. All right. So instead of doing something about fear, the fear that's in your mind tends to feed itself, and it usually drains your motivation. So it's not an actionable fear. It's something that comes in and drains you. It robs you of your motivation. It robs you of your excitement. It robs you of the courage and confidence that you need to move forward. So if you get caught up in fear-based thinking, then you have to again, refocus, shift everything, and you have to start focusing that energy on a well-defined goal. Find a goal that you have defined, that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you've thought of it for years, you know, that you want to accomplish. And if possible, start focusing on that goal right now. So move against fear barrier so that you will not, so that you would not have the same mindset for the next year that fear kicks in and then you're not motivated to actually finish or to even get started at the top of the next year. So you want to make sure that you focus your energy on a well-defined goal. So if you do this, you automatically define a set of actions for yourself. So if you know that you want to lose 10 pounds or 15 pounds by the first of next year, let's say, or just say you want to lose 15 pounds this year and you just never did anything. If you start really focusing on that, I want to lose 15 pounds, then automatically a divine set of actions will be placed. What do you need to do to lose 15 pounds? Exercise more. You need to change your eating habits. You need to commit to a healthy eating plan. You need to know how many calories are per day for X number of months that you need to eat at this level of calorie intake to help begin to reduce your weight. You know, so it automatically when you focus on a well-defined goal, then what happens is you automatically define a set of actions, period. You know that if you're serious about losing the 15 pounds, most of us know what to do if we want to lose weight, or we have some idea of what we have to do, cut back on eating, exercise more, start a walking regimen, start an aerobic regimen. You know, most of us have some basic knowledge about how to get started on losing weight. You know, so you want a well-defined goal. All right, so it might be, let me give you another example. It could be like going back to school, all right? Or let's say you want a higher paying job, or you want another position on your job, or you want to develop a profitable, you know, website, you know, for your business. You know, the key is actually moving from an indefinable desire to a tangible, measurable steps, all right? Or an undefinable desire, right? So you want to make sure that whatever it is, you focus your mind on positive goals instead of fear. You know, you put your brain to work creating a plan for success. You don't want the fear to drain your brain energy. You want to find a goal that you can focus on and then actually put your mind to work on creating a plan for success. You're no longer worrying about the future when you do that. You're beginning to do something about your future. And remember, the scripture tells us to be anxious for nothing, to worry about nothing, but in everything, you know, through prayer and supplication, make our requests known unto God. You know, so don't let fear drain you. begin to, if you or someone where fear is beginning to overwhelm you, you need to saturate your life in prayer and begin to take that petition to God and say, you know, I'm really afraid of this. You know, and I'll cast my care upon you because you care for me. And that's what the word says. And that your word teaches me not to be fearful. That if I focus on the right thing, you will give me a peace that passes all understanding. And in that peace, God will also give you a plan of action. So you can't function spiritually worried about, you know, a lot of things and in where you are moving or existing from a place of fear where it has drained you. You can't even function spiritually from that place. You have to move against fear. The scripture tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And that's what I want you to focus on in motivating, you know, maintaining your motivation. In order to do that, you need a sound mind, and you need power activated and actually functioning in your life in order to do that. So you can move against those fear barriers by simply, you know, releasing your request unto God, you know, not being fearful and actually asking for a spirit of peace. And when you get that spirit of peace or a plan, then a plan of action. You know, you can't be anxious. Be anxious for nothing is what the scripture says. Be anxious for nothing. You don't want to be a person full of anxiety because that does not produce success. You know, it causes other things to manifest in your life. All right. So you want to make sure that you have some direction. So the key, we're not there yet. Jumping ahead of myself. You want to make sure that you move against the fear, that you do know where it is that you want to go, that you don't have a lack of focus, but that your focus is more defined and it's more set, it's more tangible, if you will. In other words, you have a set of action steps that you want to take to reach that particular goal. And you have something in front of you, not just in your head, but put it on paper so that you can see it. This is what I need to do. Again, going back to exercising or losing the weight. You know, usually if you go to a gym and you join a health club or you get a personal trainer, that person is going to put something on paper that he or she wants you to follow in to reach the goal of losing 15 pounds. They're going to put it on paper. Even at the health club, they're going to give you something. Hey, use this machine here. This is how many reps you're going to do. This is the amount of weight you're going to use on it. Or this is the setting that you're going to put it on. So they're going to give you something. So make sure that you create something tangible or a goal, rather, where you can define some action steps and put it on paper so that you can see it. This helps you to move against a fear barrier and helps you to move out of a place of fear and functioning in a place of courage and confidence so that you can be successful. Again, you no longer want to worry about the future. You want to begin doing something about it. All right. And then the third reason why people have a lack of motivation is a lack of direction. And again, this goes along with number two, a lack of focus. Because when you're focused, there's no direction in your life. You know, so in most cases, you become distracted and you're headed in the wrong direction anyway when you have a lack of focus. So when we talk about a lack of direction, all right, if you don't know what to do, how can you possibly be motivated to do it? Right? If you don't know what to do, how can you be motivated to do it? And I run across a lot of people, and I've had several clients that said initially, in the beginning, the reason why they were stuck is because they knew, they just didn't know what to do. They knew what they want. What they wanted. I want to start a business. I want to get started in ministry. You know, I want to change this area of my life, but they didn't know what to do or how to do that. And so since they didn't know what to do or how to do it, they became stuck with I want to, but, and what is the but? But is I don't know what to do, you know. And so, you know, a lot of times as ministers, as life coaches, as, you know, influencers, spiritual mentors, you know, sometimes we look at people and we think they should know certain things, but nobody knows anything until they learn it, and they learn it through some type of teaching. So sometimes we have to get into the teaching mode to begin to teach people what it is that they need to know so that they can do what needs to be done. Okay, so again, a lack of direction. If you don't know what to do, how can you possibly be motivated to do it? So when you're focusing on having an ultimate goal in your life, in your business, direction simply means having a day-to-day plan, excuse me, to achieve it. Okay, so if you've heard me teach before, I tell you all the time, I think you should schedule everything. That's the belief that I have. Schedule everything so you miss nothing that you should. You know, will some things fall between the cracks? Absolutely. But ultimately, your day will be completed or will be full of things that you need to do, and you will have finished each day strong in the way that you want it to. So you want to make sure that you have a day-to-day plan to achieve whatever goal that you have. That's what direction means. So when you have a lack of direction, that means that you don't have a plan to achieve that, or you don't have a plan that, a strategic plan. You don't have a plan where you have some ordered steps. You know, where things are in order. It could be chaos, out of order. You know, step one is wayward. Step five, you have step one listed as step five. You know, step five should be, you have step five where step one goes. You know, so you want a detailed achieve that goal. So you don't have direction, it can destroy your motivation. Because without the obvious next step, action step that you need to take, you will eventually succumb to procrastination and you will not do anything. And listen, when somebody asks you, there are people I know that I've coached and mentored that actually come out and say it. You know, I did not know what to do next. Some people will not even try to hide it, won't make any excuses. They will simply say, I do not know what to do next. And if you are in the service industry in any capacity where you're helping people to achieve certain things, then your ears should perk up when someone says, I do not know what to do next. And you are to just zoom right in, because at that moment, if you can give them the solution to, I don't know what to do next, you have won them over. Because they probably have been sitting for weeks, for months, and maybe even years, because they don't know what to do next. And then they just succumb to procrastination. So the key to finding direction is identifying the activities that lead to your success. What activities do I need to do to make this happen? That's the key to actually, you know, structuring the direction in your life, bringing some type of structure to the direction that you need, to finding that moment that the direction in your life is identifying the activities that lead to success. Make a list. I go back to the list, a like list. Make a list of all your activities and arrange them based on the results you achieve from each activity. So if you know that want to lose the weight, want to lose 15 pounds, what activities do you need to do to start focusing and moving in that direction to lose the 15 pounds? And so if one of your activities is to exercise, more, then you want to arrange, you know, your exercise routine so that you can see good results. So, and you get that information from, you know, the trainer, from the health club, you know, or researchers, you study it, you know. Point if you're trying to lose some weight before the year is out, you don't have time for a lot of study. You got to find somebody who knows already and get right in there. But then you want to arrange those activities so you can start seeing some results. That's going to help keep you motivated. So you know, hey, if you want to update your website for your business, what activities do you need to do? If you don't have a web designer, if you're doing it yourself, what do you need to do to begin seeing some results? It may simply be going in and changing one page at a time. Start with the home page. I'm going to change the home page. Make sure I put an opt-in form on my home page so people can sign up for my e-newsletter, whatever it is. So changing that one page can motivate you to say, hey, in the next 3 days, I will write out, and then I'm going to go in 3 days, I'm going to change the About Me page. So it's something like that. So you want to make sure that you arrange your activities based on the results you achieve from each activity. If I change that home page, what's going to be that result? The result is I have begun the updating process of my website. And you're going to feel good about that. And your confidence level will raise, and your motivation levels will increase as you do that. All right? And so then you want to make an action plan that focuses on the activities that pay off, okay? So first you're going to make those activities. You're going to rearrange them. And what are the activities that will pay off? Okay, if I'm redoing my website, then, and I'm doing the home page, and I'm going to go in and change update it, do everything that needs to be done to change that homepage. And what's that activity that's going to pay off? You know, one of the activities that'll pay off maybe would be actually putting that sign up form on my homepage where people can sign up for my email list. So what'll happen is I'll start getting a little notice that you got a subscriber. That pays off because I went and updated. I told people, hey, go look at my new homepage. You know, sign up for my email list. And people that go over and look at the new homepage are going to say, hey, that's where I signed up join the email list or to get the updates and whatever. And when they start signing in, you'll know what? That people have gone over to see the new homepage. Because, you know, even if you get 5 or 6, 7 to 10 people that do it, you will know that people follow through. They went over to your homepage to see the new homepage, and they signed up on the using the new sign-up form. So great. That pays off, right? So find those activities that can pay off for you. And then, all right, and so then keep track of your most important tasks that can direct you towards your success. Keep track of those tasks that will motivate you with power and keep toward your success, that will empower you to be successful, all right? So really, listen, the bottom line is this, you guys. If you have you have to possess specific targets if you wish to remove confusion from your life. Again, you want to be motivated, you're going to need some targets to focus your energy towards. That's going to be that well-defined goal. You need to have a well-defined goal, and you're going to need specific targets to aim at if you wish to remove the confusion, the lack of motivation, the procrastination. If you want to get all of that out of your life, it's really about getting some direction in your life, getting your focus right, and making sure you have the confidence. Again, the three reasons why people have a tendency to lose motivation: number one, lack of confidence; number two, lack of focus; and then number three, lack of direction. All right, and so it's like if you don't have these in order, it's like attempting to carry out a number of things at the same time. You know that never works. You know you can't get everything done at the same time. That's why I tell you, you have to make a schedule. So when you try to do everything at once, it's overwhelming, and what happens is it begins to drain you of your motivation, of your confidence, and of your direction, and you lose sight of what you're supposed to be doing, and before you know it, you're doing nothing. And you don't want to do that, all right? When you feel yourself about to lose motivation, then you want to regain direction in your life. Again, it goes back to creating a plan that contains positive actions that you can take right now, okay, to help raise your motivational level. You know, even if you have to do small tasks, you know, towards goals that you've been meaning to do. Remember, I said you don't have to go all the way out. You know, if there's something that you didn't finish or something you didn't even focus on at all, you have to look at it and say, do I have time to begin working on this before the year is out? And if you do, then do that. Begin working on it before the year is out. All right? And so you want to do that. All right? So it's really, you know, important that you focus on these three areas. If you find a lack of confidence, a lack of focus, or a lack of direction in your life, before you do anything, go in and regroup, you know, reposition yourself to get re-energized again, to become revitalized again and refreshed in your spirit so that you can improve in these areas. Don't go out of this year with all of this lack in your life, lack of confidence. Do something to build your confidence. Do a workbook. You know, schedule a session with me as your coach. You know, do something to increase your level of confidence. Don't go out with a lack of focus. Make sure that you focus on the right thing. You know, and if you are part of Facebook, you can join me in the Got to Get Myself Together Challenge group, and we're preparing to start a challenge called Shift, where we are going to be talking about going from point A to point B, you know, actually how to actually finish a year on point. And so if you have a lack of focus in your life, you know, lack of direction, you may want to join me for that challenge. So go over to Facebook, and the name of the group is Got to Get Myself Together, and click to join the group so that you can be a part of that challenge. It's a 14-day challenge on shift, and we're going to be talking about moving into the new year on point. What do you need to do to get from point A to point B to get over into the new year the correct way? So you want to make sure. So if you have a lack of focus or a lack of direction right now, go over and join the Facebook group. Request to join the Facebook group so you can join us on that challenge, when we do that challenge. All right. So listen, I'm going to give you a couple of more tips before we close. It's really some practical tips that you can use to start motivating yourself again, or to get motivated. You know, listen, it's impossible, practically impossible to avoid periods of low energy, occasional failure, you know, some unexpected interruptions that are beyond your control. Sometimes it's impossible to avoid those types of periods. But motivation, when you're experiencing this, when you're experiencing a low energy, crisis situations, occasional failures in your life, sometimes motivation can be difficult during those times. You know, and there's really no real solution to a lack of motivation. You really have to work hard at building your motivation back up. So, you know, even after you do that, after you increase your levels of motivation, you know, every once in a while, you know, you're going to, one of these things may reappear in your life at any given moment, you know. So we're going to do this series to help you, to give you the tips that you need to stay motivated, to get you out of a slump, to begin to gain your momentum again so that you can actually finish out the year strong. So I'm going to give you three tips right quick that will go right along with what I've been teaching on this entire show, that will help you get started with building your motivation and your momentum once again. So here are three tips that you want to the first three tips that should be done to improve your chance of increasing your motivation and moving on into the success you desire. The first tip, number one, know what you want to achieve. Remember I said earlier that if you don't know what you want, then is there anything that you really want? That's under, you know, the lack of focus. You know, if you don't know what you want, is there anything that you really want? So number one is you want to make sure that you know what you want to achieve. If you don't know what you really want to achieve, how will you know when you've achieved it? So decide exactly on what you want to do. All right. You have to do that. That is the beginning step of staying motivated to finish something, is to know exactly what it is that you want to do. So if you know you want to lose 15 pounds, that's it exactly. I want to lose 15 pounds or 15 or more pounds. That's it exactly. So now you're not trying to figure out. Now you're like, oh, I want to lose weight. Well, what do you mean? How many pounds? Well, I don't know how many pounds. Well, that's when there's a lack of focus and a lack of direction. So to know, number one, know what you want to achieve. Number two, determine the steps to reach your goal. Remember, that goes back to direction. You need a plan of action. You need a day-to-day plan of action to achieve that. So number two, determine the steps to reach your goal. Okay, there are things you need to do for anything you want to do. You need to do for anything that you want to do. It doesn't matter what it is. If you want to learn how to play basketball, there are things that you need to do to learn how to play it. If you want to learn how to play golf, there are things that you need to do to learn how to play golf. All right? There are things that you need to do, there are things you need to do for anything you want to do. All right? So knowing what the steps are will give you guidelines. It will also give you special rewards when you achieve each one of those steps, that little mini successes, if you will, when you as you complete each step that gets you towards that goal. Then number three, devise a plan. All right? Though there may be many steps you have to take, it's necessary to know what order you need to achieve them. Again, a lack of direction. That, you know, you really want to know the order of things. You just don't want to be, you know, haphazardly trying to do something. You want to know the order in which it should be done. You know, I've talked to some co-laborers and some professional colleagues that we can all say at some point during our professional careers and our ministry careers that there may have been a time where we just didn't know the order in which to achieve a particular thing. You have to learn the order of things. The scripture teaches us to do everything decent and in order. All right? There's some the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. There are ways there's a necessary order to achieve what you want to achieve. All right? Possible, you want to make sure that you take a moment, you know, and figure out what those steps are. Again, I'm here to help you. If you don't know how to prioritize or put things in order, you know, you can contact me at ginger@gingerlondon.com. That's how you can email me, and we can talk about how I can help you and assist you with what you need. All right, so you want to make sure to devise a plan. And when you put everything in order, when you know the order that you want to achieve something, then you don't have to go through long periods of time without completing, you know, any part of your plan. It will help you to feel more successful if you complete part of the plan. Often, there are just a number of things that will happen when you devise a plan. When you have a goal in mind, goals provide you with focus. You know, without, you know, when you don't have a guiding plan, then people tend to drift. You're going to drift off. And once you start drifting off, you're going to become easily distracted by something. You know, so when you have that goal in mind, when you have those steps in mind, when you have the direction that you need to go in mind, it gives you a measuring device for your progress. You get to know exactly what have you, it enhances your productivity. Improves your self-esteem. It increases your commitment to what you want. And then when all of this takes place in your life, then you are more likely to achieve whatever you set out to conquer, whatever you set out to accomplish in life. When you focus confidence in your life, when you have focus in your life, and when you have direction, your motivation level will increase. And when your motivation level increases, it propels you or empowers you to begin to devise a plan of action. Once you devise that plan of action and begin to walk up in those steps, you'll begin to see your successes along the way to achieving the ultimate goal you wanted to achieve. And that is very rewarding. So don't rob your success of your life-changing journey. Maybe there are things, you know, everybody's not trying to be an entrepreneur or go in business or do more in their career. Some people are trying to get their life in order, trying to, you know, going into the new year saying, hey, I want to be a better person. I want to be a better husband, a better wife. I just want to be a better person. So, you know, don't rob yourself of your life-changing journey that will bring transformation to your life so that you can become the best possible person that God desires for you to become. So I'm excited about this series. I hope you are too. Don't forget the replay will be out there so you can listen to the replay and you can take notes if you missed anything along the way. But just to do a quick, short recap, the three reasons why people usually lose lose motivation. Number one, lack of confidence. The three reasons, let me start over, rushing. Three reasons people fail to maintain motivation. Number one, lack of confidence. Number two, lack of focus. And then number three, lack of direction. And so you want to make sure that you get those three areas strong and in order so that you can finish strong and that you can progressively move into the new year with a much better place, that you are positioned to prosper, positioned to be successful. That's the key. If you have to work on your mindset, work on your mindset. Work on your thoughts. Get those negative and self-sabotaging thoughts, get them out of there. Okay, and if you are in that place right now in life, we do have a radio show on demand that you can listen to on self-sabotaging behavior, how to stop that. So you want to go to the page, the Ginger London Show page, and look under the on-demand shows and find that show on stop self-sabotaging behaviors or beliefs and listen to that show. It will really help you. And we also have some other shows out on demand about motivation. So if that's where you are, take the time, schedule some time to actually for personal development and for business development. If that's what you need to do, listen to these shows on demand and take notes and increase your knowledge so that your mindset can change and so that you can have the energy that you need to go forward into the assignment that God has called you to. I want to thank you so much for joining me on today with Finishing Strong Part 1, Maintaining Motivation. And I want to encourage you to maintain your motivation. You can finish strong. I can finish strong. We can start strong. And don't forget, head over to the Facebook group, Got to Get Myself Together, and join us for the shift from point A to point B, moving into the new year on point challenge. You don't want to miss that 14-day challenge. God bless you. Take care. I'm Minister Ginger London. Have an awesome kind of day.